Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Walter Dean, and this is the show called Getting It Done. This show will feature two great jazz guitar artists. Both have different styles of playing, but were great in what they did. First, we will be listening to Charlie Byrd, and after him, we will listen to Barney Kessel. Let me tell you a little bit about Charlie Byrd. Charlie was born September the 16th, 1925, and passed on December the 2nd, 1999. He was American jazz guitarist and best known as association with Brazilian music, especially bossa nova. In 1962, he collaborated with Stan Getz on an album called Jazz Samba, a recording which brought bossa nova into the mainstream of North American music. So look, I told you a little bit about him, and so we need to hear a little bit of his work. And let's do that now, right now.
Some of the greatest performers in American music. Tonight, the Charlie Byrd Trio.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Bird, and he was at a concert that was held in 1979 in New Orleans. The name of that song was called "Shiny Stockings," written by one of the members of Duke Ellington's band. To get back to Charlie Bird, so you can really have an appreciation for this man and what he was able to accomplish in his early life. He was born in Suffolk, Virginia, and was drafted in the Army in 1942. And after the Army, he entered what was called the Virginia Polytechnic Institute. And then after the war, Bird returned to the United States and went to New York City, where he studied composition and jazz theory at the Harnett National Music School in Manhattan. Unreal in terms of the classical style of guitar he was playing. This is me talking now, not some things that I've did some research on. His guitar was had nylon strings. And during his time when he was playing classical guitar, he moved to Washington, D.C. in 1950. And here, once again, he studied classical guitar on the Pasaule for several years. And in 1954, he became a pupil of a Spanish classical guitar and spent time studying in Italy as well as in other parts of Europe. Really, earliest is Greer's influence was a gypsy guitar named Reinhardt, who he saw perform in Paris when he was in Paris during the right after the Second World War. Now let's get back to some more of his sounds, and so you can once again appreciate what this man was able to do. Thank you. again, that was Charlie Byrd and his actually group. And one of the things that I found extremely interesting listening to that particular piece that he just finished doing, which I don't normally get an opportunity to talk about individuals who have that kind of skill, but he was able to play that musical instrument with his fingers. It was nylon. There's only one other person I know that was capable of doing that, but here Bonnie Kessel, I mean, not Bonnie Kessel, but Charlie Byrd did that. He gave a different kind of sound. So whenever you actually heard him play on the radio, you knew it was him because of that particular sound that he had by playing the guitar with his fingers. And in 1957, Byrd met double bassist Keita Betts in Washington, D.C., and they had a club called the Vineyard. And the two began gigs together. By October, they were frequently performing at a club called the Showboat. And in 1959, the pair joined Woody Herman's band and toured Europe for 3 weeks as part of the State Department-sponsored Goodwill Tour. That's some research that I did. Of course, this didn't come out of my head. That's some research that I was able to find out about this tremendously talented individual. Joe Byrd was also active as a teacher in the late 1950s. That's his father, and he trained guitar students at his home in Washington, D.C. Each required an audition before actually getting lessons from him. Byrd was introduced to Brazilian music by Felix Grant, a friend and a radio host who had contacts in Brazil in the late 1950s. And so far, I have not played anything that they did at that particular time. Let's see if I can pull something up that somewhat relates to his ability in playing that particular. I'm going to pull up a song where you'll also get a chance to hear a person by the name of Bonnie Kessel, who and he's my next guest, so it'll be a nice segue to go right into actually hearing something that Bonnie Kessel did right along with, and so you might find it extremely interesting, hearing Charlie Byrd, Bonnie Kessel, and Herb Ellis. What I like about both of them, they're all different. And so you're going to get a chance to hear a variation of sounds, because all three of these particular individuals sounded somewhat different. Their styles were different. And so we're going to let's go to one of the first cuts. Here it is.
Join a movement of almost 6 million Americans to impeach Donald Trump. Trump has committed 9 different impeachable offenses.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be going through a process here. Let's see if I can get it going. Evidently not. I have that. I thought I had the thing cleaned out. Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we got here. Well, you know what happens? Best played man, laid plans of man and men. Mice and men, that's what it is. But here they go. Here they go. And I don't know why this always happens to me, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Well, let me go ahead and tell you some more about him while this thing's starting to act up on me. And evidently he doesn't want to play. Okay, while we got it, I'll continue. But let me tell you a bit about Bird was introduced to Brazilian music by Felix Grant, which I've already told you. Getz, Stan Getz, that is, who performed at the Showboat Lounge, actually met Bird and invited Getz invited Bird to his home, and they listened to some Bossa Nova recordings by Gilberto Carlos and Jobim, which he has brought back Getz like what he had heard, and the two decided they wanted to make an album of the songs. But this is not them playing right now. These are the three musicians who are all playing guitar that I had indicated that I would play for you previously. Let's give a listen. Thank you. That was the what they call great guitars, great guitars, which included Charlie Byrd, Herb Ellis, and Barney Kessel. I pointed out both Barney Kessel and Charlie Byrd, so because the segue that we're going to have will actually peel off into that, where we will be talking about Barney Kessel. Barney Kessel played an electric guitar, where Charlie Byrd played an acoustic guitar. Herb Ellis, you'll hear also, and he did an electric guitar. So there's only one person up there on that stage who was actually doing a acoustic guitar. Sounds are different. And this was one of the things that took place at there was what was called a world tour. And we're going to listen to another song that it did, and then we're going to go on and talk about our next guest, who will be Barney Kessel, who will be playing electric guitar. But I said those particular things so you'll be able to identify the three different guitarists. And I'll try to point them out to you so if you can actually hear the difference in their sound. Thank you. I'm not going to go through all the cheering stuff that was done after that particular song. This was an album done called back in 1982 called World of Jazz, and that was a concert that they did in Paris. And so that I thought you might get a kick out of that. But it gives me an opportunity to do a segue now into Barney Kessel, and let me tell you a little bit about Barney Kessel. Barney Kessel was born October the 17th, 1923, and passed on May 6, 2004. And was an American jazz guitarist who was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, believe it or not. Most of the musicians are born in the East, but he was born out in Oklahoma. Kessel began his career as a teenager touring with local dance bands. And when he was 16, he started playing with the Oklahoma AM band, which is very, very interesting. He then moved on to bands such as Chico Max, and he quickly established himself as a key post Charlie Christian jazz guitarist. Musicians that came before all the ones, concluding last week's musicians and this week's musicians, was a gentleman by the name of Charlie Christian, who actually set the tone for a lot of these various musicians. And you can tell when you hear the sound that's given by Barney Kessel, he does a lot more improvisation than the other musicians. You might have his was more of a bebop type of structuring. And so what we're going to do, instead of continuing running my mouth about him, and see if we can pull something up that he did, which you might find very interesting. Here's Barney Kessel and his trio. Thank you. Barney Kessel. I'm glad we were able to get through that. It sounded like we weren't going to be able to make it, but that was Barney Kessel and one of the great sounds that he did at a particular time called Autumn Leaves. And what I liked about Barney Kessel is his sound was so interesting. And here he is doing Green Dolphin Street. Hopefully it will play. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, isn't she lovely? That was one of Stevie Wonder's songs, and it wasn't Green Dolphin Street. But let me see if I can pull Green Dolphin Street up. But what I love about this man is his ability to play so many different chords, and at the same time give you so many different modernistic structures that is different than what we have today, and it's not different than what we have today. It's very much so much of like what we have today. Whereas Barney Kessel and Herb Score, their guitars and the people that we played last week, their guitars are sort of an older type of sound. But it was a great thing for us to be actually having this sound that you might find very good about Barney Kessel. Here it is, I think, on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. That was the great Bonnie Kessel on Green Dolphin Street. And I've actually finished what I wanted to present with you for you today. I think you've got a good taste of three great guitar players. I'm going to give you a little taste of what we're going to be listening to next week. And I'm quite sure you'll like what you hear. One of the greatest guitar players I've ever heard of. And here's him. It's called The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery. Let's take a listen. Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery, along with Tommy Flanagan, Percy Heath, and Albert Heath of the Heath Brothers. Besides that, the great Wes Montgomery passed and left us very early in his life. He was only 39 when he passed on. But we're going to have somebody else next week. And so you need to hear a little bit of this and see if you can guess who this particular guitarist is.
Extra power button. Extra power button. You're looking buff.
May is Maytag month. Get great deals on powerful Maytag appliances right now. Thank you.
today and performing at age 78. And I'm going to close off my show by telling you I hope you enjoyed listening to some of the great jazz guitars that they played today. And hopefully next week you'll tune in to hear the great Wes Montgomery as well as George Benson. You all have a good day, and may the good Lord smile upon you and give you a gift.